Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon. Look, after the Christmas week was broken up with Christmas, and then New Year's week was broken up with the New Year's Eve and New Year's holiday, this was the first full week we had. It's the beginning of the new year, first full week we had, and this week, as I said, Monday was going to fly by. It did. Here we are, Friday afternoon. I hope you've had a great week, but we say goodbye to this week, and we are heading into the weekend. Man, we have got a lot to talk about this afternoon. Some of it's going to be a little serious for a free-for-all Friday, but we're going to do the best we can here. Reach over there and crank it up. This is what you have been working for. Yeah, yeah, okay. Last night in the college football playoff game, Ole Miss got boinked. Ole Miss got boinked in the end because that was clearly an interference, no call in the end zone, which would have given them a really good position to score, and Ole Miss had momentum, so the referees, in my opinion, stole the game from the Ole Miss Rebels last night. Yesterday on the show, our audience in an instant SOTA text-off said that Ole Miss was going to beat Miami last night. I knew Miami was good, but I kind of had a feeling that Ole Miss was going to do what they had to do to win, and they almost did. The vote was 70% from our audience saying Ole Miss was going to win the game, and they almost did. But, I mean, a clear robbery in the end zone. That ball was not overthrown. That ball was catchable. And there is just no doubt that the Miami defender was grabbing and holding the Ole Miss receiver. So once again, officials determine, well, we don't know for sure, because we don't know for sure that Ole Miss would have scored had they gotten the ball with that penalty. But they quite possibly could have won the game. So, you know, once again, officials determine possibly determine the outcome of a game. But there's another big game tonight. In fact, really, tonight is kind of like the national championship. The game is between Oregon and number one ranked Indiana. It's the Peach Bowl. And I think the team that wins this game tonight is going to beat Miami. Well, all right, I'm going to take that back. If Indiana wins tonight, I think they beat Miami. You know, the college football national championship is in Miami. So Miami's going to play for the national championship in Miami. That's really cool for the Miami Hurricanes. I really don't care for that program. I mean, I respect them. They're good. Carson Beck, you know, he was with Georgia, and he went in the portal, ended up with the Hurricanes. And so, you know, he was really great last night. He was really awesome. And, you know, he had that opening to run for that touchdown, and he did. And that's what put them ahead. But, man, Ole Miss came back, and they really rallied. So you got to give the Ole Miss Rebels a lot of credit. And think about this. Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss because he thought LSU gave him a better chance to win the national championship. Well, Ole Miss almost went to the national championship, and what if they would have won the national championship without Lane Kiffin? So anyway, it's kind of ironic. Look, I'm still glad LSU has Lane Kiffin, don't get me wrong. And you have heard a lot in our sports today that LSU is still looking for a quarterback. And as I have said, you know, with the portal being the way it is, you know, a team doesn't have to get a new coach and wait for years to build a championship team. Because of the portal, a new coach can come in like Lane Kiffin and build a championship team in the first year. So I expect LSU to be competitive for the national championship in the first year of Lane Kiffin. It's not like it was in the past, because with the portal, you can attract players from anywhere. And you know, once you get a quarterback, you're going to attract a lot of other players who want to play because that's your quarterback and they like Lane Kiffin. So let's see what kind of team LSU has. But I think they're going to be competitive next year, the first year of Lane Kiffin's reign as head coach. But getting back to the game last night, I mean, look, it was an exciting game. In the beginning, it looked like Miami was just going to totally dominate and blow out Ole Miss. And then, you know, in the second half, Ole Miss came back. And Trinidad Chambliss, he is just, he's awesome. He's a really, really good quarterback. And that team rallied and came back. And, man, they did it. But Miami, I mean, Miami dropped four or five interceptions that were actually in their hands. And Miami, like, just especially in the first half, the amount of time that Ole Miss had the ball, this game should have been like, you know, 30 to nothing in the first half, because Miami really did dominate. But it was an exciting game to watch last night. I can't wait to get home tonight. 6:30 kickoff time. And it's Oregon. I think Oregon's ranked about number six. I'll have to look that up. But Oregon's around number six. And Indiana is ranked number one. Now, Indiana and Oregon played earlier in the season. And Indiana went to Oregon and beat the Ducks in Oregon. That was a big win for Indiana. In fact, that's one of the things that really sent Indiana to the top. I don't know the last time that Indiana has been in this position. It's been a really, really long time. So, you know, this is one of the new teams that is in there. And this coach, he has kind of turned this team around in like 2 years. So it's exciting. I think the game tonight is going to be exciting. I do think that if Indiana wins, I think they beat Miami. But if Oregon wins, I think Miami might win. If it's Oregon and Miami. Now, look, I'm pulling for Oregon tonight. I lived in Portland, spent time on the air there. And my son's there, his family is there. And so, you know, Portland, as you know, I go quite often. Portland is my second hometown. So I got to pull for the Oregon Ducks here. And they're a great team. I hope they upset Indiana, but you know, I think Indiana is favored to win, and I think Indiana is probably going to win the game. Indiana's really methodical, you know, with the way they play. Real businesslike, and their quarterback is the Heisman Trophy winner, and this guy may be the number one draft pick in the draft coming up in the spring. He may be number one. And he's a quarterback who is just really set to go from college into the NFL. And he could have a very successful year for a rookie quarterback in the NFL. So anyway, that's one of the fun things that we're going to talk about this afternoon. Also, the weather is going to be a factor for some of you. It's coming in this afternoon, and overnight it will be with us, and the weather's going to stay with us tomorrow. And I think by tomorrow afternoon, it should be going away. That's my understanding. We'll try to get somebody from Channel 4, the Weather Center, and see if we can get an update on that front that's moving through here. And then Sunday, I think we start out at 72 Sunday. And then the temperature is going to drop during the day on Sunday. So it's going to get cooler during the day. And then over the weekend, Sunday into Monday, it is going to get very cold. So it's going to be really cold Monday morning. In fact, I think on the North Shore, they're expecting a freeze. So look, this is the way it is this time of year. We get warm spring-like weather, and then boom, a front comes through here, and suddenly it is winter again. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. I wish we did not have this to talk about, but we do have to spend some time talking about this afternoon. The tragic shooting in Minnesota continues to spark controversy. everything is defined along political boundaries. I did a video on this yesterday on Facebook, on Scoot on the Air Instagram, and Scoot on the Air Substack. And you can check it out. You can watch the video and comment. I also talk about reaction to the video that I did yesterday, which was about how all of the calls for boycotting the NFL over Colin Kaepernick and over end racism in the end zone. I mean, think about it. What a controversial statement. The NFL puts end racism in the end zone. So what if the NFL uses its platform to promote something positive, like end racism? Like, you don't think racism still exists? Well, it does. And so what if it's in the end zone? So what if it's on the players' helmets? I mean, why would that be offensive to anybody? But yet people got all PO'd, and they called for a boycott of the NFL, bringing politics into the NFL. I don't think the call to end racism is political. Are you going to tell me that if you're a conservative, you want racism? You are for racism? You don't want racism to end? Is that what you're saying? Is that why it's a political issue? I don't think it's a political issue. So, you know, the calls for the boycotts did not work. And I point this out with the ratings of the NFL last year, and the ratings were really good. Excellent. Up 7% from last year, and last year was really good. The average NFL game attracted over 18 million viewers, like just any game on a weekend. Any NFL game, the average NFL games, even the ones that sucked, attracted almost 20 million people. And the game that set records was Thanksgiving Day, the game between the Chiefs and the Cowboys. That attracted 57 million viewers. That is like unbelievable. So the calls for boycotting the NFL failed. They did not work. Upon hearing this, people got really PO'd. And they were responding with things like, well, ask Bud Light if a boycott doesn't work. That wasn't the issue. Yes, the boycott against Bud Light did work. We talked about that on the show. And there were a few other comments from people who obviously were just so disgruntled that I brought up this idea that the calls for boycotting the NFL failed. And people were saying, well, I know people who don't watch the NFL. Okay, well, that's fine. But the proof is in the ratings. And the ratings are up for the NFL. So all of those calls for boycotts, all of those who are not watching the NFL doesn't need you. There are enough new people tuning in and enough other people tuning in to where the NFL is doing fine in the ratings. But people were upset about that. That's also what the video is about on Substack, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can check it out there. All right. We'll talk a little bit about that this afternoon. And then now there is an ICE shooting in Portland, Oregon. A couple from Venezuela has been shot. Another tragic shooting, this time in Portland. And I went to, not the last time, but the time before that, I went to the ICE headquarters and did a video from there. And there was all this talk about this controversy and this violence in Portland. And they were literally dancing and laughing and just having a good time right across from the ICE headquarters in downtown Portland. So none of what was being set out by the administration was happening. And I mean, I was there firsthand. I saw it. Now, if you don't want to believe me, that's your choice. But I posted the video on my social media platforms. It's there. The video's there for you to see. And I mean, I didn't stage that. It was there happening. And I just recorded it. So, you know, these ICE-inspired shootings concern me because we know the administration rushed people through the training process because they were so desperate to get a certain number of ICE agents that they didn't seem to care about training them properly. They admitted that they rushed people through the process. They're still trying to attract more ICE agents because they need more agents to try to reach Stephen Miller's hate-filled quota that he has established for a certain number of people that need to be kicked out of the country on a daily basis. We can't have people who have the authority, who have the title of law enforcement in America, we can't have those people not being adequately trained. It is very special to be law enforcement in America, and I talked about this yesterday. We should respect law enforcement, and law enforcement should be trained. And law enforcement is trained. The way some of these ICE agents apparently were trained is an insult to law enforcement across America, including here in New Orleans. It's an insult because the people here in New Orleans and the law enforcement people in our state and in this area, they went through proper training. And then you're going to bring in some people who end up being bozos with guns, and they're not properly trained, and they don't know about law enforcement, and they're just quickly given the title of law enforcement, and they're ICE agents now? It's no wonder that there are shootings that shouldn't take place. And I did watch that video in a very detailed manner, and it does not seem like this ICE agent needed to shoot the woman in Minnesota. It seemed like he backed away from the car and then shot her. How can your life be in danger if you have the ability to back away from the car? I don't get it. And there are even Republicans who are condemning Christy Botox Gnome. And I don't have a problem with Botox, but I think she overdoes it a little bit. Anyway, you know, she seems more qualified to be a model than Secretary of Homeland Security. And here she is in this position of power, and she just automatically jumps to the conclusion that this was domestic terrorism. It was not domestic terrorism. And Republicans are shouting her down, saying it's not domestic terrorism. Of course, the president goes along with this because they will do anything they can to protect their precious ICE agents and the ICE mission, which is a loose prototype for a national police force, which, in my opinion, is kind of scary. All right, it is Free for All Friday. We do have this serious stuff to get to because it is serious, and we're going to talk about this for a little while this afternoon, but we're also going to have fun. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer back at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Yeah, so I took time to do a little more studying of the video. Yesterday I said I really hadn't studied it and I really don't know exactly what happened. But it sure seems like that guy didn't have to shoot that woman.
I don't know, man. There's new footage that just came out. We have the footage from the ICE officer's cell phone, so you can kind of see things from his perspective, or at least from his phone's perspective.
I didn't see that.
It just dropped a little while ago. I just saw it for myself about 5 minutes ago. But, you know,
what does it show?
It shows that the driver, Renee Good, says to him, "I'm not mad at you, dude," as he goes around the back of the car. Then the passenger, who I believe is Renee's wife, who is seen on other videos later sobbing in a driveway somewhere saying she doesn't know what to do. They just shot my wife in the face. She had just stepped out of the van, so she exchanges some words with the ICE officer. And then he comes around to the front. Then the camera's not really pointing in the right direction to tell exactly what's happening, but it does kind of, it rattles and he points briefly at the sky. You hear the gunshots go off. Then you see the car drive away. And then you hear him mutter under his breath, you know, effing B-word.
Yeah.
So the last thing that she says to him is, "We're not mad at you, dude." And the thing that he says after he shoots her is effing B-word.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's such a razor thin, difficult thing to tell what's actually happening. But what's crystal clear to me is that Christy Gnome and DHS and J.D. Vance and Trump are just pulling stuff out of their ass. They have no idea what they're talking about. They, you know, Trump said the guy got run over. He's lucky to be alive. Like, what are you
yeah,
talking about?
Know.
You know, and Christy Gnome's out here. The woman's body is not even cold yet. And Christy Gnome says this is a deliberate act of left wing domestic terrorism. I mean, I don't know exactly where the truth lies. That's for somebody else to figure out. I hope that the investigation is fair. But what's not up for debate is that the government is not telling the truth about the situation. They're, or at least they're unwilling to admit that there is uncertainty about the situation. They say, nope, she was a terrorist. She was trying to kill him. That's all we know. Case closed. Well, no, she wasn't. And no, we don't know that.
Yeah. And as I mentioned yesterday, the idea that the administration already has this narrative and they don't want any Minnesota investigators involved in this makes us question whether or not they're hiding something. And it seems like their unwillingness to let anybody else in is an indication that they are hiding something. You know, I haven't seen the latest video that you have seen. And I will say this, even though it seems to me like that guy didn't feel like his life was threatened, I'm speaking for him and I'm not him. So I'm going to be honest and say, I'm not the one to say that his life was not threatened, because his life could have been threatened and he could have felt like his life was threatened. I can have an opinion, but I can also understand this other side of this, where I say that if he felt his life was threatened, then he has a right as a law enforcement officer to protect himself. So, you know, that's where this controversy is now. And then the instant judgment of what happened, again, this is drawing criticism from Republicans. So it's not just me. This is coming from Republicans. And no administration should be so quick to have the answer of what happened before there's an investigation. They could have just shut up and not said anything and waited for the investigation to come out. She's an American citizen. An American's life was lost in this event, and there should be an investigation. And if there's something to be learned in the future for these ICE agents who are out on the street as law enforcement, then let's learn that lesson.
I think you're exactly right. I think as tragic as the situation is, it's also, you know, without a clear cut, you know, fair investigation where they're able to, you know, clearly explain along, you know, here's what the training was, here's what the code is, here's what you're supposed to do in a situation like that, that we will all just be spinning our wheels and we'll probably never come to a complete agreement about that. But the narrative building from the Trump administration is a story unto itself. And that to me is as egregious as the actual murder. And, you know, not for nothing, ICE has killed almost 2 dozen people in the last year.
Yeah, I do have.
This isn't that unusual.
I do have information on the general law enforcement requirements to shoot at a moving car. And I'm going to share that with you. This is what is generally taught in law enforcement across America. But the couple that was shot in Venezuela, I mean, the couple that was shot in Portland, they just happened to be from Venezuela. So, again, you know, this is tragic. I mean, we can't have trigger-happy, gun-toting, trigger-happy ICE agents on the street who are looking for reasons to shoot people. We can't have that. And I think the American people are owed an explanation as to how this person who did the shooting in Minnesota, how he was trained, and how the person who did the shooting in Portland, how that person was trained. What training did they go through? Did they go through full training, or was it abbreviated training to rush them into a nice uniform? I think we deserve to know the answer to that, but I doubt that we'll ever get it. All right, look, I'm going to remind you, it's Free for All Friday. And even though we have serious stuff to talk about, you know, we just still have that attitude that it's Free for All Friday, and we are going to have fun today. Hey, that's Bruno Mars, who's coming to New Orleans September 16th. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that concert. And that is the anniversary of the Beatles concert in New Orleans in 1964. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on Free for All Friday on WWL.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, I want to mention that, you know, we're questioning the training of some of these ICE agents. I do want to mention the ICE agent in Minnesota who shot and killed the woman, Jonathan Ross, is a 10-year veteran of law enforcement. But, you know, you can't help but wonder if they suddenly gain some kind of new attitude when they become part of this ICE unit, because the whole mentality behind ICE seems to, you know, basically disregard aspects of the Constitution and just go after people. And I'm all for getting illegal people out of the country. I'm all for discouraging people coming into this country illegally. But it's the attitude of ICE that that bothers me in these cases. And I don't think it necessarily has to be done this way, but it has to be done. Also, archaeological discoveries apparently lie under the streets of New Orleans. So apparently there's like some really, really interesting stuff like underneath the city of New Orleans. Now, is this going to be an excuse to dig up our streets? I hope not. Anyway, let's get to a few of your calls, and then we'll go to Ian with some of your text messages. Let's go to Ponchatoula. Kathy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot. As I told you, and I'm just going to make a quick comment.
Okay.
Along the lines of what you're saying with the training with the ICE agent, and I just did hear you say that the particular one in question from yesterday is a 10-year veteran or thereabouts. But I heard something yesterday, and I didn't catch the whole news article on TV, but it seems that the shortened training period has been reduced to 47 days. Ironically, you know, the 47th president.
Interesting.
But you or Ian might be able to find info on that. But it was on a reputable news site that as I was getting ready for work yesterday morning, I believe.
And compared to traditional training for law enforcement, that's a lot shorter than the traditional training.
You know, it's a little more than 2 months. And then on the other matter, when Christy Noem comes out speaking, saying right away it's domestic terrorism, I think everybody involved, the local, the FBI, whomever's going to be investigating this, they need to say what they normally say, and that being, we can't comment on this. We're going to do a full investigation. But no, right away, all of Trump's people just want to label it as it's terrorism. They were in the wrong. We were in the right. And we're going to get rid of all these people. And I'm with you. I think people should come here legally. And I think, you know, we should deport them in a right manner. What he's doing is not right. It's not morally right.
Well, there shouldn't be a quota. You know, I mean, what if there are more than the quota? I mean, the quota for Louisiana is 3,000 illegal immigrants. What if there's more than 3,000? What, did they get to 3,000 and then quit? No, there shouldn't be a quota when it comes to the number of illegal people anywhere. No. You go after the illegal people you should go after, and you get them out of the country. Kathy, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Harvey and James. Welcome to the show.
How are we doing, my brother? I got a light one and maybe a little bit heavy one. Let's do the light one first. One of my complaints is I don't hear anybody talking about this advertisement Trump had on condoms. I'm huge Well, nobody's mentioning that.
Wait, on what?
All right. In the Epstein files, there were some images that were released in late December.
Yeah.
And Trump was advertising condoms. And on the condoms,
That's right. Yeah.
It says, I'm huge with about 4 U's.
I did see that. Usually people who go out of their way to brag are actually lying.
We know that. Okay, that was the light one. Here's the sort of serious one. Since Christmas Day, we've bombed at least 4 countries, or at least 3 for sure, that we have not had any aggression with and we're not at war with. On Christmas Day, we bombed Nigeria. Next day, we bombed Somalia. We've not stopped bombing Yemen. And we've been bombing offshore of Venezuela constantly, and we invaded Venezuela. I just don't know. There's just too many things that just dumps the fire. That he's given us so much stuff, we can't talk about everything. That was my point.
Well, James, there's another thing to mention here, and I mentioned this in the video that I posted yesterday on my social media. The President of the United States, in an interview with the New York Times, said there's only one thing that can stop him from dominating the Western Hemisphere. You know, we've at least for now, we've taken over Venezuela. He has talked about taking over Colombia and Cuba. He wants to take over Greenland, even if he has to use the military to do it. He's talked about Canada becoming the 51st state. So there seems to be this attempt to control and basically dominate. I apologize for that. And dominate the Western Hemisphere. He says there's only one thing that can stop him from doing that. It's his own morality. It's his own mind. He said, my mind is the only thing that can stop me from doing that. I disagree with that. I think there's going to be something that happens, and I don't know what it's going to be, but I don't think he's going to just be able to do this on his own. I think there's going to be enough of an uprising to where it's not going to happen. This is a really serious comment coming from the President of the United States that only his mind, no laws, only his mind can stop him from dominating the Western Hemisphere. That sounds like a dictator to me. I'm not calling him a dictator, but that sounds like dictator mentality. Anyway, I think that's kind of a scary thought, but I don't think he's going to be able to do it. I think something is going to happen between now and those attempts that's going to stop all of that. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, the training of these ICE agents really should be more than it is. Otherwise, there are going to be problems.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, I know it's a free-for-all Friday, and we're going to have fun this afternoon. I love talking about that game last night and the big football game tonight and the college football playoff semifinals. And then it's wild card weekend at the NFL. It's a great game Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. We'll talk about all of that this afternoon. But we really have to talk a little bit more about the tragic shooting in Minnesota, and there's also been a shooting in Portland where a couple from Venezuela. Now, look, these two people from Venezuela are not good people. These are bad people involved in bad stuff. And they came into the country during the Biden administration, but also a lot of people came into the country during the first Trump administration and also during this current time. There have been a few people who have gotten in, but a lot of people came in. A lot of people were released back into society during Trump's first term. So it's not like it's just Biden. But look, Biden did let too many people in this country. I mean, Biden was a complete and total failure when it came to the border. And we talked about that when Biden was president, and we talked about that after Biden was president. But just because you're bad people doesn't mean you get shot. The course of action for bad people is to arrest them for their crime. You gain evidence, and you work toward finding them guilty and put them in jail or deport them. But we don't put people before a firing squad because they do certain things. Now, again, these are two bad people. It's a Venezuelan couple in Portland that was shot. But according to our Constitution, there's nothing in the Constitution that shows that these two people should have been shot. So that's the point. And I do wonder about the training of some of the ICE agents. And I also wonder about the ICE agents that maybe do have training, but maybe when they put that ICE uniform on, maybe there's a whole new mindset that takes over. And you're no longer part of traditional, conventional law enforcement. You're part of ICE under the administration. And maybe there's a whole new attitude when it comes to that. Let's go to Mandeville. Hank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, you know, Scoot.
I'm good.
You know, like, if you have paid protest, that's like wrestling with alligators. And you obstructing a law enforcement agency from doing a job that is tough already, and you're going to obstruct them with a vehicle, I think, you know, she might have not been thinking right. I mean, she looked like she floored the car because she wanted to get out of there, and the guy was standing in front of her, and that's all that happened. It was an accident, but she caused the accident.
Yeah.
He was standing in front of the car. She didn't see him, and he fired his gun at her, and he followed the procedure, I guess. I mean,
yeah, well,
and that's how it.
I don't know if that, I'm going to go over procedure here in just a few minutes. But look, I mean, you know, a lot of people have your take on that. And, you know, there are two different ways to look at this. And unfortunately, sometimes it's drawn along political lines. But, you know, I understand what you're saying. But again, if you do what she did before she was shot, is the penalty for that shooting somebody? If you use your car as, and I'm not saying you should do this, but if you use your car to obstruct officers, is the penalty for that being shot? That's
no,
the question.
Bumping the gas and not knowing the guy sitting in front of you, that and he don't know if she did it on purpose or if she
it all comes down to if he felt his life was threatened, then he had a right to shoot her.
Exactly. And you don't know if he felt threatened or if he didn't feel threatened.
And, you know, you don't know either. I mean, no, we don't know. We weren't there.
But so many times to get out the car, she refused orders from a federal agent to get out the car. And that's what happens when you.
I haven't heard all those details.
He says, "Get out of the effing car." 4 seconds later, she's shot in the face. How? What do you expect her to do in that moment, Hank? Everyone keeps saying, comply. You got one officer standing in front of the car. You got one guy reaching in. Like, that's a confusing moment. I don't think that's good cop work. And I'm not a cop, but I think most cops would agree.
Well, when you refuse, the same thing in New Orleans. You can get shot by anybody, or any cop, if you refuse enough to...
Wait a minute. If I get pulled over for speeding and I refuse to get out of my car, are you going to tell me the effing cop can shoot me?
If another cop is standing in front of your car and you floor it...
Well, you just said... You just said that if you fail to comply, if you fail to get out of the car, you can be shot.
I said... He was standing in front of the car. She floored.
No, that's not what you said. So, in other words, if I get pulled over and I refuse to get out of the car, I should not be shot, right?
You trying to say I say cops shoot people for no reason. Oh, you thinking I'm that stupid?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know you. You might be, but I don't know. I'm giving you a chance to say that you're not. So what I'm asking you, Hank, is if I get pulled over and the cop tells me to get out of the car, if I don't get out of the car, I should be shot?
No, you should be pulled out of the car.
Okay.
You don't have to stomp your car and run over a police officer.
Well, those are two different situations, Hank. I mean, I agree with you. If somebody is threatening an officer with their car, that's a different situation. But I've got a whole list. I don't know if you have this list, but I have a list of the rules for law enforcement in general shooting into a car. I've got the list here. Have you gone over the list yet?
Well, I've got the list. People trying to run over policemen with their cars.
Then your car's a weapon, and if a police officer is in the way and you use your car as a weapon to try to kill the police officer has a right to shoot you.
Exactly. That's what looked like it happened on TV. Video. So
all right.
I don't know what y'all are trying to stir up here, but it looked like...
Hank, I'm not trying to stir up anything. We're having a conversation about the shooting in Minnesota. This is a big deal in America. We're having a conversation about it. I'm not trying to stir up anything.
You know how many... A lot of people use their cars for weapons. I had one in front of my house on Manson Street about 30 years ago.
Okay.
And a police officer fired 19 rounds into the car. Justin Parish police officers. And... that happened 30 years ago. So,
okay, well, but I mean, that doesn't tell me much about the situation. Maybe it was warranted. I mean, I've already agreed with you that if somebody's trying to kill a police officer with their car, the police officer has a right to shoot them. But you don't get shot by a police officer in New Orleans because you refuse to get out of the car. I mean, I'm sorry.
It's the car to run over one of them, you do.
Okay. You and I agree.
Okay, well, that's great.
Okay. All right, Hank. Glad you called. You got a comment? Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When can officers fire at a moving vehicle? Why are shootings at vehicles restricted? Are officers expected to move out of the way? Can officers use deadly force just to stop or arrest somebody? Do federal immigration agents follow different rules than other law enforcement? And what is ICE's policy? Also, who investigates these shootings? I'm going to answer all of those questions right after the news. So you and I are going to learn a little more about the rules when it comes to shooting into a vehicle, and then we can apply it to this situation. But if you use your car as a weapon to kill a police officer, and the police officer feels like their life is threatened, the police officer has a right to shoot them. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar today, we wish happy birthday to Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell. He's 58 years old today. He's dead, right? I'm reading this, and I'm going, wait a minute, that guy died. No, he's dead. All right, well, he would have been 58 years old today. Another sad, sad story of rockers who... didn't live as long as they should have because of drugs, alcohol, or suicide. All right, so we're talking about shooting into a moving car. What are the rules we've got some general guidelines and general rules that is used for law enforcement across the country. Nothing is universal, but these are the basic rules when it comes to shooting into a moving car. So let's learn about this and apply it to the situation that we saw in Minnesota. Also, a couple has been shot by an ICE agent in Portland. This couple happens to be from Venezuela, and they were not good people. But did they deserve to be shot? We don't know. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.